Shin Samach Gimel Se'iv Vav. The Mechaber says they have to make sure that Lachi is not three tefachim or more away from the kaisel, away from the wall. It has to be less than three tefachim. And Mishnah Berurah says that some say that the reason for this is because otherwise you have Asi Avir, the Haigisa, with the Haigisa Mvatanle. The air, the Avir, the open air, that's to the left and to the right of the Lachi will combine, the overpower the Lachi and knock it out as if it's not there. And based on this approach, based on those who go like this, so if the Lachi itself is more than three tefachim wide, it will be kosher. Because even if the Lachi is three tefachim or a little bit more away from the wall, but if the Lachi itself is wider than that gap, then on the contrary, it's Omer Ruvala parts for that spot, and it knocks out the Avir. There's no Asi Avir, the Haigi Suk, there's no Avir from that side to combine with the Avir from the other side to knock it out. So according to this Mahalach, if the Lachi is three tefachim or more, as long as it's wider than that Avir, it's fine. But others say, other Achrenim, Gavram brings from Taisvus, that no, a Lachi always has to be within three tefachim of the Kaisel in order to work with Teres Lachi, and therefore it doesn't make a difference how wide it is. If you're coming to Atz Lachi, then it has to be within three tefachim of the wall. And the Mishnah Berurah's Maskan is, he says, V'yesh Nachmer, he says in the Shaar Tzina, the Rabbah also makes a Tzarechin over here, so once you Machmer, make sure the Lachi is within three tefachim of the wall. Now the Mishnah Berurah discussed something that's more than Gehalach L'maisa now. We don't tend to use Lachi nowadays, but Tzuras HaPesach. If you're making Tzuras HaPesach for a Malvi or for area, whatever it is, so he says many places can hold that the Kana, the pole, the Lachi of the Tzuras HaPesach does not have to be within three tefachim of the wall, because Tzuras HaPesach is Mechitza Gemura, it's a regular Mechitza, and it has the solid Mechitza, the solid wall over here, as long as Omer Ba'al parts, there's no din, they have to be within love within three tefachim of the wall. Because of Omer Ba'al parts, as long as the parrot is not more than 10 amas, Omer Ba'al, you're fine. Taste a Shabbos make on this lava the Achrenim, Shus Yankiv Chayonim, Miss Meir, Shulchan Acharav, and others. It really is Rishonim that before like this, the Shaar Tzion says. Ritva is before like this. But other Achrenim Machmer, the Bechor Shar is Bedag and Taisvus, there's no Chalok, and Tzars Pasach and Lechi, you always have to do things through Tvachim of the wall, and the Achrenim will go with the Bechor Shar as well. Elamaisa, Mishnah Berurah says, B'shasat Chak, you can be Samach to Yemekel. Sounds like if it's not Shasat Chak, you should be mach about this. In the Shaar Tzion brings from the Kochayim from the Sivus, it says that it's only a problem if on both ends it's Tzuras Pesach, it's more than three tefachim from the wall. But if one end it's within three tefachim, even the other end it's not, it's good enough. And there are other Achrenim that go like that as well. Now there's four tefachim between Tzuras Pesach and the wall. The Chayyadim holds that then it's a problem, you have to have a Lechi by the wall. The Mishmur himself, Blayb Sarachin on this, he says in Bir Lach, he doesn't understand this, doesn't English make a difference. Chathchila, Avad says, Shemach, brother, should be within three tefachim of the wall, but three tefachim or more, and Shastrak, Avimeko, doesn't feel four tefachim really makes a difference. Siv Zayin, the Machaber said, Lechi, even have broken pieces that are near each other, that connect to each other, they're debakim to each other, Mishnah Berurah says, it's kosher. It doesn't have to be one solid piece, as long as the whole contraption can stand in the Ruach Metziah. Mishnah Berurah is supposed to occur a beam that we'll get to later on the Siman from Mavid, that has to be strong enough to hold a brick. Here, it can be weak. In fact, the Mos says he can make a Lechi out of lime. Put lime or tar or cement along the wall. As long as the Mos says he's careful, the Ba'am Fiyut Fachim shouldn't get chipped away. Mishnah Berurah says it shouldn't get chipped away by Klovim or Chazirim, by animals that eat from it or munch on it. It shouldn't get chipped away because you have to make sure to be loved to the floor. But as long as you have, starting from within Fiyut Fachim on the floor, going all the way straight up, you have seed or lime, whatever it is, Mishnah Berurah says you can have rocks that are sticking out of the wall that are loved to each other. That can also form a Lechi as long as it ends up being 10 Fachim tall and it's loved to the wall. The Mishnah Berurah says people worried with Tzuras Pesach also that the Lechi will get knocked down, so they would do the same thing. They would just smear Sid lime on the wall on both sides and have the Kana Oyen on top of it using Gudasik. They'll be fine as long as the Kana have a Moshes. Can't just be that it looks white or something like that. It has to have a Moshes. As long as it has a Moshes, it's good enough. And it's loved to the bottom of the ground. It's starting less than 3 tefachim off the ground. This could work for a Lechi or it could work for one of the side Kana of its Tzuras Pesach.